with his friends. This year should be a special chutz for Armin Armi Rosh Yichud. Nishmas Maris Esther Basa Shmur Rosh Chana Basa Chiyon Rosh Hata Chana Ben Mir Zev. Refuas Reb Tzvi Ben Yitol. Refuas Reb Moshe Ben Malka. Lesus Reb Mordechai Eliel Hillel Ben Yosef HaLevi. Warren Psachim and Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis says that when the Torah says Ubala Shor Naki, it's talking about a Shor Niska who Shor killed somebody and gets Skila. So it says that you're Sokel the Shor, you're now allowed to eat the meat, and Bala Shor Naki. So Gemara says, what does it mean Bala Shor Naki? Bala Shor Naki means that it's Aser Bahana. Not only Lo Yachel is Bisaro. What does Lo Yachel teach us? It teaches us not that you can't eat it, because from sukkel you get that you can't eat it because it's an avail, it wasn't shechted. What do you get from Lo Yachel then? Lo Yachel you get that even if it was shechted after the Gemara Din, you're not allowed to eat it. And what do you get from the Baal HaShor Naki? That it's Aser Bahana. And because if it just would have said Lo Yachel, Lo Yachel only tells us Isser Achila. It doesn't tell us Isser Hana. And therefore, Baal HaShor has to tell us this or Hana. And there's a Kashan, Rabbi Abo and Chizkiya, who hold that Lo Yachel tells you Isser Hana. But you see from this Braisa, that doesn't tell you Isser Hana. Because the Isser Hana is learned from Baal HaShor Naki, not from Lo Yachel. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. That if you could learn from Lo Yachel Isser Hana, like Rabbi Abo and Chizkiya want to say, then you don't need a Baal HaShor Naki. Now in Bava Kamim, Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, we also bring the Alfusa that the Pasuk is telling us from Lo Yachel, that you're not allowed to eat it if you shecht it after the Gemara Din, even if you weren't Sokel. And the Gemara says, no, maybe really after if you shecht it after the Gemara Din, it's Mutter Bachil, and Lo Yachel is coming to teach you that it's Aser Bahana, like Rabbi Abo says. And the Gemara says, no, it's not telling you Aser Hana. Because when is Achila Asering, Lo Yachel Asering Hana? When it's Asering both Achila and Hana. But it can't just Aser Hana. If it just wanted to Aser Hana, then it would say Lo Yehane. So since here it says Lo Yeochel, and the Lo Yeochel is teaching you that after the Shechita, after the Gemara Din, you're not allowed to eat it. So the Lo Yeochel, that again, the Gemara asks that if you shecht it after the Gemara Din, it should be mutter ba'achila. And maybe Lo Yochel is Pesaro is telling you that it's Aser Bahana. And the Gemara answers, no, it can't be. Because Hani Mili Hechel Dinaf Gleis Rechil V'Yosan Amikor Me Lo Yochel. When do you say that something is Aser Bahana? Because now, what do you want to taina? That the Isser Achila you already know from the fact that it's Niskal, and the Isser Hana you get from Lo Yeochel. But the Gemara's answer is no, you can't just get Isser Hana from Lo Yeochel. When do you get an Isser Hana from Lo Yachel? When it's asking both Achila and Hana. But here it's not asking both Achila and Hana, because the Isser Achila you're getting from the fact that it's Niskal. So where are you getting the Isser Hana from? Just from Lo Yachel? No, that doesn't work. If you wanted to just Isser Hana, you would have said Lo Yehane. So therefore it must be that Lo Yachel is telling you that if you shecht it after the Gemara Din, it's Aser Ba'achila, and not to Aser it Ba'hana. So Rabbi Kiveger in the Tshuvas, and Simon Kuftsadi and Madura Kama, he asks, no. What does the Gemara say the Isser Achila is coming to tell us? That the Isser Achila is coming to tell us that it's Aser Ba'achila if he shechted it after the Gemara Din. Frekt Rabbi Kiva Eger, maybe the Yisra Achila is coming to tell us that the Torah uses the Lashon of Achila to tell us that the Shira of Hana that's Aser is Bekizayis. In other words, it's only Asering Hana. Not like we wanted to say in the Gemara, he's asking in the Gemara. The Gemara says that Lo Yachil is coming to tell you that it's Aser Ba'achila after, if you shafted it after the Gemara Din. Rabbi Kibager says no. Maybe it's coming to tell you that it's only Aser Ba'hana. It's only coming to tell you that it's Aser Ba'hana. It's telling you the Shir of Hana. It's coming to tell you Isra Hana. And the Shir of Hana is like Achila, is a Kezayis, and not a Shavu Pruta. And from this, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, from the fact that the Gemara doesn't entertain that possibility, it must be that the Shir of Hana is always Bepruta. Even when it's learned from the Pasuk of Lo Yachel, it's always going to be Bepruta, not Bekezayis. But that was Rabbi Kiva Eger's Kasha. Why don't we say that it's really just Asering Hana? And the reason he used the Lashon of Lo Yachel, even though we already Asered Achila, when it said Sokol Yisokel, but it's coming to tell you that the Shir is Bekezayis and not Be... and not Be... Pruta. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, Kamash Malan, from the fact that Gemara doesn't entertain this possibility, it must be that the Shir is always Be Pruta when it comes to Isser Hana. So similar to his kash, we can also ask in our sugya, says Marein Rosh HaYeshiva Rabbeinu Chaim Zitzel, that Gemara here asks, don't write Ubal HaShor Naki to tell you Isser Hana, because you already know the Isser Hana from Lo Yeachel. No. Maybe you need this pasuk to tell you. You need Ubal HaShor Naki. And why do you need Ubal HaShor Naki? To Aser Hana. You need Ubal HaShor Naki to Aser Hana. To tell you the Shir. That even the Hana of a Shava Pruta is Aser. Because if it just would have been learned from Lo Yeachel, you would have said that the Aser Hana is only because Ayis. So Kamash Malan Ba'al HaShor Naki tell you that it's Aser Ba'Hana. And why is it Aser Ba'Hana? And what's the Shir of the Aser Hana? Even a Pruta. So we can ask the same kasha in our Gemara. Why doesn't the Gemara say that you really, that Lo Yachel is coming to Aser Achila? That Sokol Yisakel is coming to Aser Achila. And that Lo Yachel is coming to Aser Hana. And don't tell me, oh, then Ba'al HaShor is not going to be needed. Then what do you need Ba'al HaShor for? Ba'al HaShor Naki. The answer is, you need Ba'al HaShor Naki to tell you that the Shir of Hana is different than the Shir of Achila. It's not just a Kezayit, it's even a Shavu Pruta. As Gemara says, I already know it's Aser Ba'achila, so what does the pasuk say, Lo Yachel? So it's coming to tell you that if you shecht it after the Gemara Din, it's Aser Ba'achila. So I only know Achila. What about Hana? I know Hana from Ba'al HaShor Naki. And Naki means an Isser Hana. And the Gemara says that, the reason it's Aser Ba'achila is because of Ba'al HaShor Naki. But not because Lo Yachel is Mashmi Isser Hana. No, really you can say Lo Yachel is Mashmi Isser Hana, like Rabbi Abo says. And what's the Ba'al HaShor Naki coming to tell us? That the Shir of the Isser Hana is a Pruta and not La'achila, which is a Kezayis. So we ask a similar kasha in both sugyas. Why don't we say that either Ba'al HaShor Naki is coming to tell us that the Shir is a Pruta, not a Kezayis, and in the Sugya in Bava Kama, why don't we say that really Achila, really Loyachel is telling you Isser Hana alone, and the reason he uses that Lashon is to say that the Isser Hana is because Shirk is ice, like Achila. So that answers Reb Chaim both kashas, that even if we say that there's a chiluk in the shear of Isser Hana, Shebistama Hubipruta, that normally we want to say that the Isser Hana is Bipruta. And when it says Achila, what's the shear going to be? Bekizayis. Nevertheless, that's Dafka, where the Pasuk says the Lashon of Achila, and we also learn the Yisr of Hana. And in that we said in the Gemara, that since the Isser Hana and on that we would say that since the Isser Hana is written in a Lashon of Achila, so the shear of Hana that's Aser is going to be like the shear of Achila. When the Isser of Hana is written together with the Isser of Achila of Lo Yochel, then you would have a Havamina to say that the shear is going to be a kezayis, like the shear of Achila. But if anyway we know the Isser of Achila, because it's an Avela and it's Aser B'Achila, and the whole Pasuk is only being taught for the Isser Hana, so even though the Hana is written by Lashon Lo Yochel, the shear is not going to be a kezayis, it's only going to be a pruta. And therefore there's no nafkamina if we learn the Isser Hana from the Pasuk of Lo Yochel or the Pasuk of Bala Shor Naki. So the teretz we're giving is that when is the Isser Hana, when would you entertain the possibility that the Isser Achila is going to be, that the Isser Hana is going to be a kizayis and not a pruta? That's when the Isser Achila is learned together with the Isser Hana. Since the Isser Hana is learned from Lo Yochel like Achila, so just like Achila is a kezayis, Hana is a kezayis. But if without the Isser Hana, you know the Isser of Achila, because it's in a vela, and the personality in a vela, and the whole pasuk was only written in order to teach us the Isser of Hana, so even though it says Lo Yochel, the shear is not going to be a kezayis, it's only going to be a pruta, because there's no Isser of Achila here. Meaning, practically speaking, Achila was already Asered. So if it's only coming to Aser Hana, then there's no Havamina to say that it's going to be a Kezayis. The only Havamina to say it's a Kezayis is when together with the Hana, with this same Lo Yochel, you're also Asering Achila. So Achila is Kezayis, Hana is also Kezayis, learn from the same word. But if we already know the Aser of Achila, like it says in our Gemara and Pesachim, it says Sokol Yisokel. So I know it's an Avela, and I know that an Avela is Aser B'Achila. And and therefore when it says Lo Ye'ochel, so don't tell me that the Lo Ye'ochel is now coming to teach me that the shear is like Achila as a kezayis, because we already asked Achila from Sokol Yisokel. Since from Sokol Yisokel you asked Achila, and you only want to ask Hana from Lo Ye'ochel, if you're only asking Hana, we're not going to ask a kezayis. We're going to ask a Shavu Pruta, because here Hana stands alone. You're right, the words are Lo Ye'ochel, but since the Mice is only teaching us the Isser of Hana, there's no Havamina to say that this Isser Hana is going to be a kezayis. It's only going to be a Shavu Pruta, because Hana's learned alone. It's only going to be a the same shear as Isser Achila, it's when it's learned from the same Lo Yochel as Isser Achila, but here it's not, because it already says Sokel Yisokel. So maybe that's Pshat in the Gemara. And also in Bava Kamma. In Bava Kamma, the Gemara asks a good kasha. Gemara says, first the Gemara brings the Alfusa, that it's coming to tell you that the Lo Yochel is coming to tell you that it's Aser if Yishechted it after the Gemara Din. And the Gemara says, no, merely if it's Yishechted after the Gemara Din, it's Mutter B'Achila. And Lo Yochel is coming to tell you that if you give it skila, then it's aser behana. Like Rabbi Abo, that lo yachel is asering achil and hana. And the Gemara says, no. That's only when you learn iser achil and iser hana from lo yachel. Then, if you learn iser achil and iser hana from lo yachel, or lo yochal, then you can say, if you're learning both, you could say it's not only achil, it's also hana. But here, that the Yisra Achila is already learned. You already know the Yisra Achila. Where do you know the Yisra Achila from? From Sokel Yisokel. It's not going to be teaching you Hana alone. Because if it wants to teach you Hana alone, then write Lo Yehane. So Rabbi Kivager says, no. Maybe use the Lashon of Achila to tell you the Shir. And the answer is no. Because since we already know that there's an Yisra Achila from Sokel Yisokel, the Lo Yochel can't just be teaching you Yisra Hana. For the shir, that the shir of Isser Hana is going to be a kezayis, because here you're learning just Isser Hana. If it was learned together with Isser Achila, you could say, okay, they're both a kezayis. But since here you're only learning Isser Hana, the shir is going to be a pruta. So therefore, the Gemara doesn't say that the lo yachel is coming for Isser Hana to tell you the shir, because if it's only coming for Isser Hana, then the shir would be a pruta, not like Achila, not a kezayis. Ubeikra anidon, notes Reb Chaim, yesh la'ayin. Ma shayich l'kbo ashir iser hana b'kizayis. How is it shayich to say that the shir iser havana is a kizayis? Bishlema b'achila, it's going to be a shir kizayis. Because this kizayis that you're eating has chashivas. And also, when you're talking about getting rid of, let's say, chametz, so you can make a shir of a kezayis, because that also, that amount has kezayis. That's going to be lefi the chayfetz. Your achila is going to be lefi the object, lefi the a kezayis, because eating a kezayis has chashivas, and getting rid of a kezayis has chashivas. That kezayis has chashivas. But bahana, what's that iser of hana? That's your hana. So how are you kovei your hana lefi l'cheifetz? That it's going to be a kezayis? It's much more royal l'kbo ashir chiyuv according to how much you're nene. Meaning a pruta, an amount. You're getting a pruta's worth of hana. Depends how much hana you're getting from it. Not how much of an object there is. Because here it's lefi kamut hana ato. That's a kasha on the etzem assumption that you could possibly aser hana b'kizayis. Hana is lefi kamut hana ato. How much hana you're getting. So that's Reb Chaim's comment. And I don't know if this is him or this is his Talmud speaking, or if David Freiman, who wrote down the Chidushim of Reb Chaim HaPsachim, but he suggests maybe based on the Shaar Yosher, in Shaar Gimel, Perek Chof Hei, Reb Shimon was Taka Reb Chaim's Rebbe, that an Isser Hana is not just Talui, but in the Toelis and Koras Ruach that you have from the object. That's not enough. Isser Hana is al Maise Lekichaf Sachefetz Aidei Shtem Mishtamish Bo La'atzma. It's because you take this object and you use it for your own pleasure. So if that's the case, it's not just the Hana you get from the object, but it's that you took the object and used it for your pleasure, then you see that the Chefetz has Chashivas. And therefore it's going to be on a kezayis. So enachinami, and Hana of even a Shava Pruta, that's called Hana, but that's not enough to be Mechayev. Because it has to be a Cheft, it has to be taking a Chefetz and getting Hana from the Chefetz. This again, you could look it up in Shar Gimel Perek Chafhei. So it has to be a Chefetz, you're getting Hana from the Chefetz, and Mele, maybe the Chefetz has to have his Gezayas. And also see Shiur Reb Shmuel Rizovsky and Makis Os Tuf Mem Beis, what he writes about this. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, we have food for thought in the Shtickle Gemara. And obviously, we have lots and lots and lots more to talk about. So may HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us life and health, and Mirtz Hashem will be able to be so to continue. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friend.